This is CICK News. Go By Bike Week in Smithers kicks off on Saturday, May 31st and runs until June 6th. Go By Bike Week is a provincial initiative to get people out of their cars and onto their bikes. The town of Smithers has participated in Go By Bike Week for over 15 years, and this year they're partnering with Smithers Pride due to Sheena Miller's dedication to connecting community groups in Smithers. Sheena Miller is the Smithers Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. However, she volunteers to manage Smithers Bikes, a community group that promotes bike safety and advocacy. The Pride partnership is in the form of a celebration station where cyclists can gather to chat, hang out, do activities, and get swag on Wednesday, June 4th at Edge Learning Center in Ranger Park, for a bike decorating station from 5:30 until 7 p.m. And on Saturday, June 7th at 3 p.m., there will be a bike parade at Beauville Square in Smithers. Here's Sheena now. Sheena, thanks for talking with me. We're here to talk about Go By Bike Week. Can you explain a little bit about Go By Bike Week, which started on the 31st, and it's going until the 6th? Tell me a little bit about it.
So Go By Bike Week is really a provincial-wide celebration of cycling and active transportation, fitness, fun, and sustainability. And it's free and open to everyone. And the success of the event across the province is that it really is free. There's no free festivals that have the type of programming and events that this offers. And so it's really exciting because in the past years, Smithers per capita has had the highest amount of enrollment in the Go By Bike BC program.
Oh.
So we've actually won the top enrollment in terms of registered participants in this event. Participating is one thing, but also logging your kilometers is another really cool part of this program, as well as you can win so many provincial prizes when you log your kilometers and you enter them and take a minute to do that on gobybikebc.ca.
Now tell me a little bit about the outreach kits. What's inside and who are they for?
So this year, I've been able to put together 16 different outreach kits. They're going to workplaces, they're going to school groups, going to other community groups. All the boxes contain information, tools, and resources and education on cycling, on active transportation. So there's a provincial Bike Sense book in there that gives you all the rules of the road. There's everything from the Learning to Ride Online by Hub Cycling, which really gives us a little explainer on all the services they offer, which includes free online cycling courses. Mm-hmm. For example, a school group or new Canadians or temporary foreign workers that aren't sure about how to get riding. They have awesome free online tools to get cycling, as well as we have everything from high-tech stickers and a RideWise and Mineralize really cool quiz that Hi-Tech's put together, and safety items like reflectors, bells, bike locks, water bottles.
So tell me about the celebration stations. Where are they? And I guess a little bit about what they are as well.
The idea behind them is just really to have a central place where like-minded active transportation enthusiasts can get together, connect, and celebrate cycling camaraderie. And then we realized, like, we need some educational piece to this. So it's not just about riding your bike to work or to school and logging your kilometers. It's about how do we be safer cyclists in this community. So there's always educational resources paired at the celebration stations, and snacks and goodies and just like a little bit of a hook, something exciting to get someone to ride to them. But in terms of where they're located this year, there's a few happening from Saturday to the Tuesday, but we're talking about the Tuesday today. So we're kicking off with June 3rd. That's a celebration station at Coast Mountain College. That one's from 11:30 to 1:30. The Wednesday the 4th, there's going to be a bike decorating station with Pride from 5:30 to 7 p.m. and the Tool Lending Library, and that's up at Edge Ranger Park. On Thursday, June 5th, McBike's going to host a celebration station. They're going to have 60 cookies for the first cyclist, and they always do giveaways and prizing there. June 6th is the Bulkley Valley Pool and Rec Center, and they have a celebration station starting at 3:30, and they're offering free gym, climbing, swimming to anyone that goes by bike. Of course, you have to have your helmet, and you have to be safe. And that's part of this entire thing. So if you show up without a helmet, that, like, you might get refused to go into the pool. It's all about safety and making sure that we're modeling that good behavior. Mm-hmm. And then things are going to wrap up on June 7th. That's Saturday at Rustica Bakery. The first bike pedal cafe is happening with Rustica from 10 to 12. So Smithers Bikes, myself and Meg are teaming up to offer that celebration station. Also on the same day, down at the Pride celebrations at Beauville Square, Pride's going to have a bike parade after to wrap up their celebrations, and that's at 3 o'clock p.m. Okay. And they're also encouraging bike valet by donation to that event anytime.
What about the nuts and bolts? Like, where should people register? Where can they find the information as these events are happening?
So the goal for the campaign is to sign up and log your rides at gobybikebc.ca. On that that listing or that microsite, you can register yourself or your team, track your rides, and really just get entered to win amazing local provincial prizes. And then as well, I run Smithers Bikes, which is a Facebook page that has all the local programming. So Smithers Bikes really just exists to support the Go By Bike BC campaign and encourage active, safe transportation in the community. So whenever I get provincial announcements, I'm always just amplifying those, sending those out, and then showing our sponsors, showing all the cool people and the characters that are cycling and rolling around Smithers.
Yeah, it's a fun week, hey? You really just notice that the community is a little friendlier when there's just more people biking and people in their cars too, and people walking, they're just slowing down a little bit and they're taking a little more in. So it is a nice way to advocate that just the town itself and we all can slow down a little bit.
Yeah. And to that point, I just want to say at the end of the day, it's all about health and wellness, and cycling boosts mental and physical health, reduces stress. It gets us outdoors. It gets us mindful, like you're saying. It's one of the best ways to, again, slow down, move your body. Also, one of the important parts of the campaign is that it's all around climate action as well. So active transportation is really a simple and powerful way to reduce our carbon emissions. Like, this event is free. It brings people together. There's no barriers. And people get so much free things and value out of this. So it's like, why wouldn't you participate?
Very cool.
I'm thankful for the community partners and the folks that get behind this. And if people check the Smithers Bikes page, they'll see the actual passport of events coming out that shows all the celebration stations in one place. So they can click and add that JPEG to their phone or scan that QR code so they can get the full schedule.
Thank you to Sheena Miller for taking the time to speak with me about this year's Go By Bike Week in Smithers. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.